this episode, I talked to Karolina Szymańska, a tattoo artist from Poland who specializes in floral work. But let me tell you, it is one of the most original and unique floral styles I've seen out there. Her work is absolutely delicate and so detailed, and almost all of her pieces are designed freehand, so she's able to capture a really elegant flow in all of her tattoos. She spent a week with me here in my studio in Ireland, and we had a great time, and I got to witness firsthand just how amazing these tattoos look and how beautiful her work is. She is an absolute master of what she does. Be sure to check out her work on Instagram. It's at Karolina Szymańska underscore tattoo. My name is Jake Berry, and this is The Fine Line. Take me back a little bit to when you started tattooing. It was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, exactly. Almost exactly 10 years ago.
Wow. Right? You're self-taught.
Right.
Okay. But then you kind of said that you had some, you were into another shop, and they were they teaching you at all, or?
No, it was more like just starting in another shop and just making small things, small tattoos, but they were not really teaching me. I'd say I was like teaching myself at home, starting at home, and then I found a studio that I can work in just for some time, but I was changing it. I was working in a few studios, like three of them
nice.
At the beginning.
Wow.
So yeah, and it took like 5 years until I opened my own.
And what style did you start with when you started?
So I really wanted to start with realism, actually.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Because I was always drawing realistic portraits for orders when I was 14, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I earned my first money.
Mm-hmm.
But then like I started tattooing, and I had this coil machine and this like starter kit, and I wanted to do this realism, and I knew how it should look like on paper, but I started to do that on people and it didn't work like I wanted.
Yeah.
So I didn't go for it. I switched, and I was doing more like dot work, mandalas, sketchy things. Yeah, I felt good in that. It was quite cool.
And at what point did you start doing flowers then?
I would say after 4 years.
Okay.
Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it wasn't from the beginning.
Okay. And then but you just started doing them a little bit, and then you're like, oh wow, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, it was more like I had many people booked for flowers.
Yeah.
And I felt like I don't know them enough to tattoo them for such a big amount of people. So I decided one day just to sit in my room and to try to draw a peony in different angles and different shapes to learn it finally. And I remember that I even called my boyfriend that day, like with the happy news that I can finally draw a peony.
Nice.
And then I still had like many people booked for other things and for flowers.
Yeah.
And this is how I started to recognize like which days I'm happy to go to work, where when I'm like comfortable, and like I don't just want the day to pass.
Yeah.
So this
so
is
you started
how
getting
I chose,
like
yeah.
excited with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is how I chose to do flowers.
You draw most of your flowers freehand.
Right. Yeah.
Do you feel like that works in your favor to like add flow to the body and like get everything kind of like where you want it to be, and you feel comfortable enough doing the flowers that you do? You've done them so much that
Like I feel that sometimes I can recognize the piece when someone is like making the flowers on the body that are put there with stencil, that you can recognize that if it would be freehand, it would be a little bit different way, like, and it would have better flow with the body. So sometimes I can recognize that. So that's why I think that freehand is the best way to do flowers on the body.
Yeah.
But it depends, because of course, like if I don't know all the flowers, I don't have everything in my head. So sometimes I'm using stencil for the flowers, or if the piece is smaller, then I prefer to draw it before and put it with stencil. So I try to choose the best way possible for every piece. And you have to just know what you're doing from the beginning till the end of like making the design. So yeah, sometimes it's hard. That's why I need to be like fully focused all the time.
Yeah.
Like usually during the drawing process, I can't talk. So I inform my clients that now I have to stop talking, even if it's like nice and everything's good. And if they have friends with them, I ask their friends to like leave just for the process of the drawing. While I'm tattooing, it's easier for me. Like I don't mind if someone's watching, but during the drawing, it's just me and the whole idea. And that's why I have to be like fully focused and I can't be distracted.
I want to talk about, as a tattoo artist, what do you find to be like the most challenging part?
That's not an easy question because I don't really like to complain about my work because it's actually the best job that I could have, like, for me. It's that, like, it's not a physical job, not really. So, of course, every job has its disadvantages and advantages. But here, you just, like, draw at home and you draw all day at work. So it's super pleasant if you like it. Of course, you have back pain, but I also feel like mine is not the worst back pain that I could have. Like, people have it worse. So maybe the thing that can be, like, a struggle, but it's also the price that you pay for, like, the things that you want to achieve, is that if you have, like, many international clients and they are coming to you, they are flying, they're taking the flights and booking hotels, and then they come and they expect you to be always for 100% because it's their day. And I mean, I would also expect my tattoo artist to have his best day, to be rested, to that he had good sleep, that he ate good, that he's super healthy, and that he's super happy that day and he's super happy to meet me. So I really feel like people have big expectations. And that they remember all the things that you're gonna perform during that day. Maybe it's just in my head, I don't know that, but I feel like they have those expectations. So what I struggle the most is being nervous to meet those expectations every day, because I feel like it's really a big experience.
Yes, yeah.
So yeah, it makes me nervous. So then I'm like nervous that people will, or clients will notice I'm nervous, so I'm even more nervous then.
Yeah.
So this is like the biggest struggle. But I don't know if it's a struggle as a tattoo artist, or if I would have other job, I would be also, I would also feel similar. Yeah. I don't know that, because yeah, it was always stressful a bit.
I mean, I totally understand that. I've had that conversation with so many people where, like, for the client, this is their one day. Right. So for a tattoo artist, you're doing it every day, right? And it's like you might get into a routine. You go in, you do your job, and you go home. And then the next day, you go in, do the job, go home. And it can kind of become this, like, routine thing.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Right. And then for the client, like, they could be planning this for, like, months, you know? Or some years, people that, like, right? Years. Yeah, some people would be like, oh, I've wanted a tattoo for years, but I haven't found an artist that I want to work with. And then they finally found that artist. They finally come to you after, like, booking in and waiting all this time. In their head, it's, like, so hyped up. You know, it's, like, such an important thing. The day has finally come. They're, like, on their way. They're in the car. They get there. Maybe they're on the plane. They get there. They walk in the door. And they're, like, okay. So I understand that pressure because it's, like, you have to almost go into work every day, like, reminding yourself that this is, like, the most important thing for this person, you know? And it's a really special thing. It can mean a lot of, you know, it can have a lot of meaning to it. But I do think that even if you are, like, 100%, your 100% can look different to what their expectation is, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. So, like, that's also very stressful because they could be expecting this experience and, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I find that stressful myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, for example, like, if you have, like, not really talkative client, their expectation would be that you're not really talkative because they want you to focus on your work.
Yes,
I had this client once that she was, like, not really okay that I talk
Really?
Because she wanted me to focus so much.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so I, like, she told me that, and I was like, no, but it's okay for me to talk. Like, not always, but I inform clients if it's not okay for me to talk, if I'm not able to talk. But for example, for her, it would be maybe better if I wouldn't talk, because that's what she expects or what she thinks is being focused.
Mm.
But there are some people that really like to talk, and then if you would be quiet, they would feel, like, I don't know, rejected somehow, or...
Yeah, I think, like, if I could get a message out to all clients, like, for me, for example, not everyone, some tattoo artists would disagree with me, but for me, like, be comfortable, right? That's, like, the most important thing as a client, like, be comfortable. There's no rules, like, you don't have to watch your phone, you don't have to put in headphones, you can, you know, you don't have to sit there in silence, you don't have to stare at the wall. Like, I'm not going to be offended if you want to watch a movie.
Right.
I'm not going to be offended if you don't want to talk. But I'm also not going to be, like, offended if you do want... You know what I mean? So, like, I'm just... I notice sometimes people sitting there. And sometimes I notice people sitting there for hours. And they're just, like, sitting there like this. And they're just, like, not looking at their phone. They're not looking at anything. They're just, like... And after a couple hours, they might check their phone. They're like, I'm sorry, is it okay if I check my phone?
Yeah,
like, of course you can check your phone. Yeah. Like, please be comfortable, you know? And so, like, for me, there's no rules. Like, it's not like you have to, there's no etiquette. I think there's, like, people and videos on YouTube that stress people out. Like, when you go to get your tattoo, you can't do this, and make sure you don't do this, and, you know.
Yeah, maybe if they check that before, they can be
exactly
nervous.
Yeah.
Or maybe they also feel like you expect them to do something or to behave in some kind of ways. But yeah, I guess that we're, like, from my experience, like, I had different clients, and you probably too, like, I'm sure you did, that you're just, like, prepared for everything, kind of, because you experienced everything, so, like, you understand that for clients being comfortable means something different.
Yeah.
So just some of them would prefer to take longer breaks or more breaks, some of them would hate breaks and wouldn't like to take so much. So yeah, I feel like it's good for me, whatever they want.
Yeah. Do you feel like when a client walks into your studio, you can tell pretty quickly the energy that they have, like, whether they're going to be very relaxed about the tattoo or whether they're kind of, like, stressed out and nervous about the tattoo?
Yeah, usually, yes. Usually, but usually I can tell that even from their email, you know,
if
it's, like, too many details or, like, you know, like, arrows pointing some parts of the tattoo that needs to be placed in exact way that they want. So, yeah, you can tell it sometimes by the email. But when they walk into the studio, like, I would need a few minutes to figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually you can tell just from the beginning.
Because I feel like part of being a tattoo artist is, like, reading minds. Like, you have to, like, know. Because but hear me out. This is why. It's because I think people are very bad at explaining quite often. So as a tattoo artist, you have to, like, try to understand what they're trying to explain, you know, and try to, like, okay, I think I know what you're going for, you know, and, like, bring their communication to reality. But that's very difficult for a lot of people. Like, I don't really know what I want. Like, you know, they don't know what part of this tattoo that they've seen online, what part of it they like, you know, they just like something, you know?
Right. So you have to just read in their minds and when they send you, like, inspirations, you have to know what they like in all of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes it's like they're coming with a friend. And, for example, you put the design on their skin. And you have to sometimes feel that they would like to discuss it with the friend and to let them, because they're, like, too scared to ask. So you have to be, like, super, like, focused on that. And we usually try to read in their minds, actually. Yeah. That's true.
How do you feel about, like, when people bring their friends and they feel happy with the design, but then their friends say something and then it changes their mind?
So I'm okay if it's like one time or two times, then I'm okay, because I'm usually okay with them checking with it with the friend, because I can understand that they're nervous, like emotional. Sometimes it's easier for them to decide if they have a friend or like the mm-hmm. partner to agree or disagree or to notice things that they couldn't notice. But yeah, if it's like one time or two time change, then mm-hmm. it's fine. But more than I'm like being a little bit annoyed, but yeah, I try not to show it anyway. I'm super patient. So if they dubbed in design, then I just change it.
Yeah, yeah. I know you said you're very lucky to have this job. You're very mm-hmm. grateful for this job. It's great. And like, it's hard to complain, you know, but still I do. But like, if you had to say, if there was anything, maybe that doesn't stress you out with the job, but like maybe that would knock your confidence a little bit, you know, because sometimes I'll feel like on my game. I'll feel like really good about my tattooing. And then sometimes I'll just like go home and second guess everything, you know? Like I've had moments, maybe it's not even like days, but it's like I've had like seasons where I'm like, am I even good?
Like, yeah, you know? Yeah. So there like, are seasons like that.
Right? Yeah, like do I even know what I'm doing? You know? Like why are people getting tattooed by me? I suck, you know? And then sometimes I feel really good. But like what, like is there anything that you notice about that? Like,
yeah, I feel that. It happens a few times. Yeah. It happens sometimes that I'm just like, I feel like I forgot how to do it, I don't know what I'm doing, and if it looks good, I don't know, I just look at it, and I can't have other perspective, so I have no idea if it's good or not, so it happens, but as you said, it's more like seasons, so now I know that it feels, maybe it's kind of a burnout, mm-hmm. but it's like, maybe once in a year, and then I try to, so that's why I change machines so much, because then I change something and I feel like I have just something new in my work, that it brings some new experience, like you can do some new things with that and you can work differently. So yeah, I guess this is the reason why I do it.
So you much. Think that kind of keeps you like interested in like kind of like focused on something else?
Okay, right. Yeah. So yeah. I feel like that, yeah.
That's a good idea, actually.
It's really nice. I recommend that.
Yeah,
I can't understand how people can use...
I've used the same machine for like the last 3 years, yeah. Like, I literally don't ever change, but yeah, maybe I should try that. But I've tried... I was telling you this earlier. I won't mention the name of the machine, but I've tried a few others that lots of people use, and I'm like, I just don't feel like it's... You know, maybe I just am using the wrong kind, or I don't know. But I would like to try other machines. But the problem is, like, you have to kind of try them when you're at other people's studios, because it's not like you're going to just buy a machine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And some people, I guess, would just buy a machine. If they don't like it, they would sell it. But
yeah, I just buy it and keep it.
Do you?
I just buy all the machines. And so I have... quite a lot. I can't sell it. I'm really bad at selling in general. Yeah, like, I'm really bad at it.
I kind of am as well, yeah. I'm like, whatever.
I don't like selling things. Yeah. So I just keep them all. But I noticed, like, for me, it was when I buy a new machine that everyone's using, everyone's happy about, and I buy it, and I first use it, I don't like it, for example. So that means that the longer I will use it, the more I will like it.
Okay.
If I like the machine from the first try, then I'm probably not going to like it in a few times.
You think so?
Really, like it works.
Really? Wow. Yeah,
I noticed that. Sometimes it happens that I buy a machine and I love it so much after the first tattoo. And then I just know that after a week, I'm not going to use it anymore.
Okay, wow. Really, interesting. It's like a psychological thing. You like the challenge.
I don't know. I don't choose it. It's just, it just comes by itself.
That's funny. I wanted to ask you a question about when you started tattooing. Like, you said you started at 17.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like, did you always want to start tattooing? Or was it like something that just happened?
Yeah, it just kind of happened. Because as I told you, I was like, I'm from artistic family, let's say.
Okay, cool.
So my father was drawing, my grandfather was drawing, my other grandfather, grand-grandfather's cool. painting, drawing. So when I was young, I was always drawing, not really painting, just drawing. And I always wanted to be as good as my father.
Mm.
And I always wanted him to tell that it's nicely done, yeah. you know, that it's well done. But actually, when I was growing up, I told you that I was doing some portraits for orders.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, like, I moved to high school to the other city. So I was living in a boarding school.
Mm.
And actually, I had friends there that have seen my works. And they were telling me that if I would start tattooing, they would trust me enough to get a tattoo
wow.
for me. So I was like, okay, I can try. That seems to be a cool job.
Yeah.
And I like it. Like, I had good grades at school, but I wasn't really interested in anything. Like,
yeah.
I had no idea what I'm going to do in life. I
okay.
just, I thought that it's not going to be, like, anything cool. That I'm just like...
And look at you now.
Useless, you know, because I can't do anything. I can't focus on any, like, subject that's cool.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
just draw
yeah.
and... Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. So your dad and his dad, both artists.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's yeah. cool. So what did they think about you becoming a tattoo artist?
Oh, they didn't like it because they...
Really?
Yeah, they're like, you know, traditional,
okay.
I would say.
Yeah.
Like, especially my grandfather, he always hoped that I'm gonna become a doctor or something, even
okay.
though he was an artist. But my father was like was the one that actually bought me the starting kit because I got it for my birthday, for my 17th
That's
birthday.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, so I got it from my family.
Nice.
So also from my father, but he didn't say that he doesn't like the idea. But my mother told me that he didn't like that.
Really?
Idea. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But he didn't tell me that, which I'm grateful.
He's very supportive then.
Yeah, yeah,
nice.
He is. So he's proud of me. Though.
That's great.
Yeah.
So now they like it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But I used to send him my tattoos and he was telling me what's not right in them.
Oh, really?
Really.
Okay.
Yeah, at the beginning.
That's good though. You need that. I feel like more people need that.
Mm-hmm.
Like honest feedback, you know? Was that hard for you though? Like...
Yeah, because I was like
you don't know what you're talking about, Dad.
I knew how hard it is, and I knew that he doesn't know how hard
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really wanted him to say, like, oh, what a nice tattoo. But he was like, keep saying me what's wrong with it, you
yeah.
know? So, yeah, that's how it worked.
My wife was like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But is she an artist?
She's got an artistic eye,
mm-hmm.
for sure. But she would say, no, she's not an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's... She definitely knows, like, she's got good taste, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
But, like, when I was starting, she really helped me. I have to give her so much credit. Like, she's very, she's been very supportive, and she's definitely responsible for, like, my growth, you know?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, because, like, she was honest with me. She was like, I would do a piece, and I was, like, really proud, you know? And I was like, look, I did this piece, or whatever, and... It was like new styles for me that
mm-hmm.
I've never tried, trying to do realism, trying to do, I don't know, animals or whatever. And she would be so honest. She'd be like, it looks like a sketch. I don't know. I'm like, no, it's not like a sketch. It's like real. And she's like, it's not real.
Oh,
she's like, it's not real. It's not bad, but it's not like. And I was always like, why doesn't, I was like, and then she would like show me other pieces. She's like, like, see this, like, this is real.
Other artists'
yeah.
pieces? Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, that is way better than my tattoo. And then I would, like, it would force me to, like compare and be like, why does mine look like this? And why does theirs look like that? And then I'd have to try to figure that out, you know?
Yeah, but it's so hard, right?
It's so like hard. But I would have never even tried to do that
mm-hmm.
if she wasn't honest, you know?
Because mm-hmm.
in my mind, I was like, oh, that's pretty good, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like, oh, I did a good job, you know? Which I did, and she wasn't mean about it,
mm-hmm.
but I think just, like, having a bit of honesty is, like...
So that's a nice thing. So I guess you're thankful for that now.
Oh, it's so thankful.
You probably were,
absolutely.
Were not at the time.
And not only that, but, like, because I know she's honest, so when I get good feedback from her,
mm-hmm.
I know that it's good.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So
it means more for you.
Exactly. She's not, like, BSing me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's tough though, because like you said, you're like, no, I just spent like 8 hours on this tattoo and it's so hard. Like, you don't understand. But
yeah, that's what's important, to find a person that like can judge it in an honest way.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is like their opinion is important for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I kind of got it from my father, let's say.
Has he ever tried tattooing?
Actually, yes.
Really?
Actually, yes. Because he's not working as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I gave him the machine and some like tattoo equipment. Nice. For his birthday, because he wanted to start tattooing. Wow. Yeah, and because he lives in Germany, so I went there on his birthday, and he was trying to tattoo on fake skin.
Mm.
And actually, he tried once and didn't like it so
really?
Much. Yeah, like he thought it's easier.
Yeah.
Because he was just looking at
the that must plate. Have felt good for you though.
Right. I felt good because finally he understood what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, he didn't try like any time later.
Yeah.
But yeah.
My dad tattooed me.
Oh, I've seen that in your story.
Yeah.
That's impressing.
Yeah, my daughter's like Teddy, you know, like her like stuffed animal.
But it's really good.
Yeah, yeah, he did a good job. It was actually kind of annoying because I was hoping that he would like struggle more than he did, because I wanted him to realize how hard it was. But he did. He was like so stressed out when he was doing it. He was like sweating and he was like, oh God, I can't do it. Like, I like had to like talk him through it, you know, like, oh no, you're doing fine. But he was like stressed out, but he did a good job. Yeah.
So it's his like that's first his only, and only tattoo.
Only tattoo, yeah.
It's amazing. I wish I could tattoo like that when I started.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Not bad. So anyways, when you were starting, you were saying like there's no videos, there's no like knowledge on YouTube or Google or anything like that. But you said one of your friends was...
No, she was just my roommate and she just wanted a tattoo from me.
Uh-huh.
So it was the first day after I got my equipment, and she told me that she trusts me enough just to be tattooed. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to use this chance because I don't know when it's going to happen again. So we just went to the shop to buy like 2 pair of gloves. And yeah, we did that in the boarding school. And the tattoo was No Fear,
nice.
Which is really accurate to the situation.
That's good.
Yeah, but like it was so, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I find it interesting because like when I started, there wasn't really much knowledge on online either. Mm-hmm. Just like you, especially there was very limited access to any sort of knowledge or guidance unless you were in a studio as an apprentice. But learning by yourself was a lot harder.
Right.
And like now, there's obviously like the internet is flooded with information. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can literally find anything. Good or bad, you know, like I feel like most of it is probably bad, but at least like, so someone who's starting now, like I feel like has more of a chance to learn faster.
Yeah. So I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel kind of jealous, you know, that I didn't experience that it was so hard and that it's super easy now. So like, yeah, I feel kind of jealous that they have it and we didn't. And we had to struggle so much with everything. Like, everything just learned by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so hard and it's so long to learn by yourself. So I feel like they have easier way, like, shorter way to learn how to tattoo. But at the same time, probably that's why there's so many tattoo artists now. Because it's just easy. You just get a machine, it's a pen, you have cartridges, and you can just Google or like type on YouTube the video how to start, how to set up the equipment, and you can just make a tattoo like easy way, I guess.
Yeah. On the flip side of that though, there's so many people tattooing now and there's so many amazing tattoo artists. I can imagine it's a lot harder for someone starting now to like break through and like try to make a name for themselves in such a saturated market, you know, like, because not only are there so many tattooers now, but they're all amazing.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel when I started, there was obviously good tattoo artists.
That everyone knew them.
Yeah, like, and like there was like, you know, and I still feel like this is gonna sound so bad. I still feel like there wasn't anyone that was doing things where I was like, oh my God, that's insane.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
that's like mind blowing, mm-hmm, right?
I understand.
Like they were amazing. I probably wasn't looking that hard, to be honest, as well, you know. But I remember seeing tattoos in magazines and stuff and being like, that's great, but it's still not like mind blowing, mm-hmm. you know? And now it's just like gone through the roof. Like the talent is so high.
But maybe it was also because you had like other perspective.
Yeah,
like,
maybe,
you know,
yeah.
you didn't try to tattoo, so you thought like everything's just pretty, so it seems to be easy. Mm. I felt like that, so like I think it could be like that. Because I remember when I started, I also don't remember any like super good tattoos that I have in my mind.
Yeah.
But I also know that tattoos that they were amazing for me, now I don't feel like they're so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
But I mean, like, maybe I should reword it, because there were obviously great tattoo artists back then, but I feel like there were just fewer of them, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Like, the more common tattoo artist wasn't that amazing. I don't know. I'm trying to say this in a way that doesn't sound horrible, you know? But, like, you know, I feel like it was, you could really stand out a lot faster, and mm-hmm. you can kind of, there was more opportunity for you to, like, make your way as like a good tattoo artist, because there wasn't as many, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe it sounds horrible, but I think that's just because there's so many mm-hmm. tattoo artists now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also like maybe there are more clients now, more people
there
getting
are.
Tattooed.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess it's harder, but I feel like it's not impossible. Like,
no.
People
no.
still can do it, and they have like good equipment, cheap equipment still.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to start, but it's also for people like easy to stop, because they just start, they don't like it, and they stop. And
yeah.
I feel like years ago, if someone started, they were just like doing it
for the rest
years.
Of their lives.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can't imagine stopping.
Like. I know. Yeah. Obviously now so much of it has to do with social media, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I've talked about this a lot, and not to sound like a broken record, but social media really has like changed everything for tattoo artists, and I feel like people that are starting now, they want to, you know, grow really fast on social media
mm-hmm.
so that they can like have more trust
mm-hmm.
from their clients and do the projects that they want to do, and it seems like there's more opportunities for people now that are just starting to like really specialize in certain
mm-hmm.
styles
mm-hmm.
and it's like focus on, you know, one style, rather than like when I started, I was kind of doing just whatever I could,
mm-hmm.
whatever I thought I was able to do, you know?
Right. But did you struggle to get clients at the beginning? Like you were
no,
looking hard? Or?
I guess not. But I think, no, I didn't. But I guess once I started to try to like more curate my style
mm-hmm.
and like being more specific with what I wanted to do, then I felt like it was harder to get clients, because you're asking them to trust you to do something that you don't normally do,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I went through a process of like changing my style
mm-hmm.
and I needed volunteers like in the beginning to be like, you know, let me do this for you. And so I could post it on my feed and other people can see that that's what I'm doing. And so I feel like if I didn't have social media, that process would have been impossible.
Mm, yeah, that can be true.
Maybe slower.
Maybe slower, because you would
yeah.
just slightly go to the other style, like
yeah.
trying to convince people with some small details and making them bigger, or like making them really cheap at the beginning
yeah.
or something like that. So maybe it's easier and faster with social media. But I think it's not super obvious for everyone, because sometimes like people are so good in social media, they have like big engagement, but as I told you, like they have no clients
mm-hmm.
because it's empty, you know, the social media. They're only good on the internet. They make even like good stuff on the internet. But then like clients don't want to come back because they don't feel like safe. They don't feel good on tattoo sessions or something like that. So I noticed that it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's why I ask you, like, if you struggled at the beginning to find clients, because I also didn't, and which is weird because the work probably wasn't really well. You know?
Exactly. I like to think that like my style was very well suited for when I started. During that time, it was like really trendy to have like, there was a lot of like surfers, you know, like with like, they wanted like that, like bad tattoos.
Right.
You know, like it was kind of that style at the time. There was a lot of like people in bands, like musicians, surfers, skaters, and they all had like patchy, scratchy tattoos and it looked cool. So I had a lot of people that were just kind of like, yeah, do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, because maybe they didn't have anything to compare it with because there was like no Instagram. They couldn't see a good tattoo. Maybe. They just wanted a tattoo. And
yeah. I also think they liked the whole environment of like not going to a tattoo shop. They went to like someone's house and it was like kind of more relaxed and they're like, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure different people go to house, like to your flat to get tattooed, and different people go to the studio. So
it was just more of a grungy environment. It was like cool, you know, like but anyways. But how do you, so because going back to our conversation, like how do you feel about social media right now? And like
so yeah, I like, I feel like I stopped understanding it a bit because
I feel like your feed is very like cohesive and looks, yeah, I think it looks like very the same. You don't think so?
I mean, like I see people like freaking out about their feeds and like having apps and putting it into app to see how it will look or like don't upload two forearms next to each other because it looks weird. For me, it's like, I can't understand what they mean because I'm just like putting it all how I, what I do, I just share it. So I don't wonder if it's gonna fit or not.
Yeah.
So I really try to make the same colors or like the same lighting, but I feel like it's really hard sometimes with different skin tones. So yeah, I don't feel like it's all the same. It's just different vibes, you know, it depends on the season.
Yeah. But I think like the tattoos all look the same. I think that's probably, you know, they all look like they belong together. So I think that's probably what it is. But
yeah, we all try to make it like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's people out there that have like great social media engagement, and from the outside looking in, you would think that they would be doing really well, probably booked up, and it's not the case all the time. So even like if someone has lots of followers, gets lots of likes, they could still have an issue getting booked. Why do you think that is?
I don't really know like how it works and why it works like that. I just like what I think. I know it exists.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like maybe like people just don't want to come back to them, like because they didn't have a good experience, because we remember things with emotions. So even if the work is really good, even if you're like really good on social media, then when people are getting tattooed, they remember this day by their emotions. And if they had like bad emotions, they felt bad, they felt like not accepted or like didn't know, like they were not noticed, then I feel like they just don't want to come back. So maybe that's the case. Maybe that's why. Yeah, so then it can work like they are just not fully booked because like there's something wrong in person, in real life.
I mean, so much of the tattoo process, I feel like what really sticks with people is like what you're saying is the experience. Like you go there, you have an experience and you walk away. You can walk away with a good tattoo, but if your experience is crap, it's like going to affect you coming back. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. It also affects the way how you look on your tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if it's super well done, but you didn't have a good experience, then you just don't want to repeat that.
Yeah.
You don't have to have like remember this experience by looking at your tattoo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like it's not all based on social media.
Yeah.
I experienced that. Yeah.
Do you think that's just a matter of being nice? Like the experience for the client? It's like if you're an artist, just be nice.
Yeah, I feel like many artists struggle with that. Like, it's the hardest part for them. Sometimes, yeah, I can feel that. And but it's been worse years ago. I feel like it's getting better. Like, artists are feeling like they're just providing a service. So you have to know how to work with client.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like it's not the knowledge that you can learn from a book. You know, it's not that you're going to see a video like, oh, let's be nice. Okay, so I will be nice this week, you know, and you're like really trying, like pushing yourself and trying to be nice. And then you're like tired and you don't want it anymore. So you're like rude for the next week. So I feel like you just have to have that in like inside.
Yeah.
Like, you can't work on that, or you can, but not for a long time.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with ego.
Yeah.
You know? And I think like, it takes a lot of effort to like self-reflect and be like, maybe I'm being a jerk, you know, like maybe I need to like think more about the way I communicate. Maybe I need to like listen to the client, you know, there's so many things that I think can be traced back to an ego, and that's hard. It's hard to like, I think you see a lot of tattoo artists with a big ego.
But you know, like, you can have even really bad artists having big ego.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't come with your like achievements, I would say, which is weird because I thought it would come with that, but like, no,
that's
I'm
true,
still right? waiting for this ego, you know, to come. And like, sometimes I'm like, I feel like maybe I should be more like that, you know, and then, but I can't.
Don't. It's just, no. No, you don't have to.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, you know, I meet the artists that I'm super impressed by their work on the internet, and I meet them and they don't even say hello, or like they don't even talk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, so maybe I don't have enough followers, you know, or maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I just have to be better. I just have to like have bigger Instagram, and then I will come back and then maybe they will talk to me.
Yeah, but it's not true.
Probably not.
No, they could be shy as well. Sometimes that's the case, but there's also, you could be shy, but still be polite.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But
that's the thing.
I think it's funny. And, because I've met people like that as well, and it's like very much like, oh, I love your work, and like, yeah,
I love my work too.
I love my work too. Of course you like my work. Yeah, I'm like, where are these people coming from? How do you I mean, it's good to be confident,
of course.
It's good to be like, feel good about your work, of course, but there's definitely a difference between like arrogance and confidence. And I don't know, I think like that, like being able to kind of think, what am I doing? What can I do better? What can I do different? That's hard to do. Not a lot of people can do that, you know? But yeah, I agree. I think like so much of the tattoo experience comes down to like the moment they walk in the door, you know? If you walk into a place and you're greeted by your name and people like look at you and people like talk to you straight away and they smile at you, and they make you feel comfortable, make you feel like you're welcome in their space, like you're immediately off to a good start. But and like, that's obviously, I noticed that's what you do, you know, as soon as people walked in, it's like you make them feel comfortable. But I don't know where I'm going with this other than the fact that I've seen other people not do that and it's not good. I feel like I'm just saying bad things.
No, I also like, I met many tattoo artists that I learned that from them. Like, I was seeing their attitude and I'm like, oh my God, maybe I can be better in that. Maybe I can talk with the client more because I feel like they do it well and I want to learn it. I want to repeat that. I want to be like that.
Yeah.
So this is also the good thing about guest spots. That definitely. You learn like how to do, how not to do.
Yeah.
But it depends on the person, because I guess some people are going and learn what not to do because that's what I feel works better for them. That's just our personal choices.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We're not aware of sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Like when we were talking, when you started or I started tattooing, and tattoos were not really good. There were no social media, so we couldn't find clients by social media. The only thing that we had was just to make people feel comfortable and to make them recommend us to others. And it worked somehow without social media, without internet.
Yeah.
Like, okay, there was internet, but like Behance that nobody really looked on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel that this experience just, like, we could teach a lot from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learn a lot from that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And I also think, like,
the experience for the client has to do as well with like collaborating, you know? And I feel like if you're approaching your tattoo in a way that's like, you know, this is the way we're doing it, and you don't have any say in how it looks or how it goes, you know what I mean? This is what we're doing. It's like, that's not going to go over well, you know, for long term, in my opinion. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think like there always needs to be some sort of level of like collaboration with the client. So the client feels like, yeah, I'm a part of this too, you know?
Right, because you have to, like, the client has to feel that you understand him or her, like, just to feel understood. And that's really important. I feel like it's half of the process, you know? Because, so that's what she said, that we have to read in mind sometimes.
Definitely.
To feel what they expect, to feel what, if we understood them well, if we understood what they try to say without saying it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and to make them feel like they're, like, really collaborating. Because they actually do, so.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Really quickly, I want to just, like, jump over to a different topic. Tattoos that you have. You have your leg done.
Right.
And it's like more traditional, kind of old school, you said.
Yeah, it is old school. It's like totally old school style.
Yeah. And you don't have any plans to get in any more?
No, not for now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like I have, of course, more space. But when I started getting tattooed, I planned to do one leg in traditional style. So I kind of finished this leg. And then I don't feel like I want this kind of tattoos any like on other places. But at the same time, I don't feel like different style would fit to what I have.
Yeah.
So I think I feel good with one leg.
Like, done.
I know how it feels. Yeah. You know, I know everything about that. So yeah, that's enough for me.
Nice.
You know, you know, it hurts, so like it's not a nice experience.
Yeah. Like I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I don't like the pain, honestly. Like
yeah, it's not fun. No.
So I'm really impressed how people can deal with the pain for hours. Like I really spend sometimes 10 hours with clients.
I know. Jeez.
2 days in a row. So yeah, I'm impressed.
Last question I have for you is, what inspires you? Or like, you were talking about in the beginning when you started discovering you like doing flowers and stuff, and you noticed like, these are the days that I'm excited to go to work. When are you excited now? Like, what kind of excites you? Is there anything different? Or is it all, are you kind of just in your lane? Like, this is what I like to do now. I found it. I'm fine.
So like, what inspires me? I can say that now, like, I can get inspiration from everything, but it's mostly that I need to have the kind of hygiene of work to not be overworked, to be inspired. Because I feel like the inspiration comes from the inside, not really from the outside. Like, of course, I can be inspired when I see, like, flowers, when I go on a walk or something, but it's more that I just calm down a bit, and I stop. And I start to think, I'm not overwhelmed by things. So I feel like the inspiration, yeah, really comes from the inside, like from my emotions or like from clients' emotions, you know, like what happens when you're in the studio. So that makes you feel things. And that makes you do your work in a different way. So
there's so much value in a break.
Yes. So breaks are inspiring, honestly. Yeah, that's the sad thing, because I wish I could work more, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm, like, just tired. I need a break. Like, I could tattoo all the time if I could have the same quality all the time. But I feel like if I'm more overworked, I can't do it the same quality.
Yeah.
So I need to have smaller pieces. I need to have days off. I need to, like, change places. That's why I also like guest spots, because it's also like
a new environment. And what do you do on your days off then to kind of recharge? Sleep?
Yeah, I sleep longer. I roller skate sometimes.
Like, that's right.
Sport helps.
Yeah,
you probably feel the same,
like being active.
Sport helps. Sometimes you're too tired to do that, but you know it will help.
Yeah,
meeting with friends, like nothing special, just like normal basic things that people do to relax.
So do you feel like you came here, you feel a little inspired leaving?
Yeah, it is like that, of course.
I hope so.
Like, talking with you here is, like, it has so much value to me. Like, honestly, you don't know. I was thinking about that, like, every day from the beginning of the year.
Wow, that's amazing.
Really, that's a big thing for me.
Yeah, well, like, it's been so great having you here. And, like, all week, I feel like it's been... I even said today, I was like, oh, man, I, like, have to go back to having an empty room here. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be quiet and sad. So it's been really great having you here. So thank you so much.
I'm so happy I could come, honestly. Like, as I told you, I'm so happy that we're talking. I also... I'm impressed by how you work, and I'm super happy that I could watch you working, because when we met in LA, like, I don't remember how was it. It was a long time ago. And
it was one day as well.
Yeah, I think it was not really long.
I think you left when I got there. I think it was your last day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really thankful for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.